Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Who will win the support of African-American and Latino voters? Right now, that is the most pressing question in the Democratic presidential primary, and you can really feel how intense it is. Just today, a rare Nevada poll finds that Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are tied. Unlike Iowa or New Hampshire, Nevada is one of the most diverse states in the country, almost 10% African-American and more than 25% Latino. Now, Bernie Sanders has been campaigning hard in Nevada. Here he is in Reno just this past Saturday.
And this is another state that people said for a variety of reasons, Bernie, you're not going to be able to win here. Well, it looks like they may have to rewrite their thought process in this state as well.
Meanwhile, conventional wisdom holds that minority voters form a firewall for Hillary Clinton. But she's now going hard after what she sees as Sanders' Johnny-come-lately courting of the minority vote. Here she is yesterday in Harlem.
We can't just show up at election time and say the right things and think that's enough. We can't start building relationships a few weeks before a vote.
Well, this morning, this debate landed on the steps of the Massachusetts State House. Black and Latino leadership groups gathered, each endorsed a different candidate. Suffolk County Sheriff Stephen Tompkins and other African-American leaders threw their support behind Hillary Clinton.
Yesterday in Harlem, Hillary Clinton again called for an end to mass incarceration, saying that the inequalities in the system are wrong, but they are also immoral. She's right. She gets it.
2 hours later, the organization Massachusetts Latinos for Bernie explained why they're backing Bernie Sanders. Here's Maria Elena Letona, executive director of Neighbor to Neighbor.
I am indeed a Latina for Bernie Sanders. I am a woman, an immigrant, a person of color, a worker, and in all my various dimensions, the one candidate that speaks to my heart is Bernie Sanders. Why? Because Bernie Sanders' agenda is my agenda.
So let's continue this conversation right now in the studio. Joining us is Felix Arroyo Sr. He was also there this morning as part of the group Latinos for Bernie. Mr. Arroyo, welcome to Radio Boston.
Well, thank you for having me.
Also with us on the line is Darnell Williams, president and CEO of the Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts. He was part of the group endorsing Hillary Clinton this morning. Darnell Williams, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you as well. Hello, Felix.
Hey, hello, Williams.
Okay, so let me hear from both of you very quickly, and we'll start with you, Mr. Arroyo. Why is Bernie Sanders, in your mind, the best candidate for Latino voters?
It is important to realize that you have a vote. You're voting not just for a person. You're voting for a vision of what America should be. And I believe that Bernie Sanders present to us a vision that we can relate to in terms of what America should be. In all the facets that require equity, ability to make it in America through opportunities. At this point, the economy is toward the 1% on the top, and they get all the profits. So how do we develop the middle class if there is not an opportunity for them to do so? How do we make sure that the people have a working salary if we don't have that?
But how does this,
for me, those are very important issues that affect my community. His vision is there. He's in a mission to do that. This is not new to him. These are the same issues that he has been fighting for 30 years, and they are inclusive. They include us.
Okay. Us being the Latino
Americans. The Latino and the people of color in general.
Okay. So, Darnell Williams, let's hear from you. Why is Hillary Clinton, in your mind, and others who gathered with you this morning, you think the best person for the job?
Well, first and foremost, as a private citizen, I stood there today with what I call a potpourri of leaders, some Latino and African American, and both civic and elected officials. And in the clip that you played on the front side, I believe that Secretary Clinton has a 40-year track record of being involved with these issues. She not only has articulated them, but she has also has the experience. And so when I hear, I think this is a great discussion. It's not about that the Latinos are going to be all for Bernie or all the Latinos are going to be for Hillary. This is a great exercise in democracy where each candidate is going to speak to the issues, respond to those issues, and say, but I have a plan to not only deal with the issue, but I also have the conviction to show you that I'm going to close the gap on it.
Mm.
And I think Secretary Clinton has a formidable track record to say that she's not just showing up today in these issues, but she's already been there, and she has deep relationships in both communities. So I think this is great for democracy,
yeah,
and great for our candidates.
So I completely take your point that obviously there's no group of Americans which votes monolithically. Absolutely take your point
and
point
that,
there.
Yeah,
but Felix, let me ask you, I mean, one of the criticisms that we're starting to hear from the Clinton campaign that I talked about a little bit earlier regarding Bernie Sanders is, you know, the claim that, yes, Sanders has been talking about economic inequity for 50 years, but how those inequities particularly play out or affect people of color in America, perhaps he hasn't been so vocal on, even now he is, when he's sensing that, you know, those are votes that he could potentially win.
Well, the fact is that we're including that. When he talk about equity for economics for all of us, lifting people out of poverty, that include a lot of us. When he's talking about the immense amount of people who are in jail, that include the majority of Black and Latino people. When he talk about the issues of immigrants, of course, he's talking about us as well. And these are not new to Bernie Sanders. He may have not worked directly with some Black and Latino leaders, but the issues that Black and Latino leaders have a standard for, he have been working for him since he entered politics, and nobody can deny that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say to
Let me just finish. Okay, and then
point.
Let me let Darnell come in.
The only thing that I want to say is that this is an interesting discussion because we're discussing about two candidates that are positive for our communities. I will tell you one thing. Very clear before we continue discussing here, because it's not a matter of those who are with Bernie will be against Hillary or vice versa. It's a matter that these are the two Democratic candidates. Either of them is 200-300% better than any of the current Republican candidates.
Darnell Williams, jump in here.
Well, I just wanted to just say to my good friend Felix Arroyo, I think that Senator Sanders has a record that we need to at least highlight when you're saying that he's been there. In 2006, he voted for a bill that really was anti-immigrant and was something about pending deportation. In the same year, he voted for an amendment to protect the Minutemen. In 2007, he voted against Senator Kennedy's immigration reform bill. And in 2011, the senator sent a letter to President Obama and for the deportation of Dreamers, and he was not on it. So with all due respect, Felix, the senator might be singing the right song right now, but his track record is totally different.
Well,
Felix Arroyo?
He has been there for immigrant issues. The issue is that not all the bills that come in the Senate imply that they are clean bills. You know how they attach a lot of issues that are very negative to bills. Some of them cannot destroy the original purpose of that bill. And that is happening in many bills. I'm sure that in some of them as well. Because we cannot deny that Bernie Sanders has been consistent in these issues.
Okay, so on this point of consistency, Darnell Williams, I have a question for you regarding Hillary Clinton and her consistency in terms of advocacy on issues that affect African Americans disproportionately. And in order to do so, let's actually hear from another major leader in the African American community. This is Ben Jealous. He's former head of the NAACP, of course, and he recently came out and endorsed Bernie Sanders. Here's one of the reasons why he said he's done that.
Which is that on the issues that Dr. Martin Luther King referred to as the giant triplets of evil, racism, militarism, and greed, Bernie is the clearest and the most consistent.
And then Jealous also points out what he sees as Hillary Clinton's, and this is Ben Jealous's view, lack of consistency on criminal justice issues as a problem that, again, disproportionately affects the African-American community.
She starts off with Barry Goldwater. Fine, you can say that was about her parents. You move on. Then she's, you know, a lawyer for the Black Panther Party. Then she teams up with Marion Wright Edelman, Children's Defense Fund. And then all of a sudden,
She's pushing the super predator theory. You know, on these racial justice issues, criminal justice is so central, and it's deeply disturbing.
Darnell Williams, do you see a lack of consistency there with Hillary Clinton?
Absolutely not. I think that there is no one in my recent memory that has had a more consistent track record demonstrated not only as the First Lady of this nation, a U.S. Senator, as well as Secretary of State, and also First Lady of State of Arkansas. And even when she got on the scene 40 years ago, her dedication and conviction to areas that are very akin, she gets it. And I believe that that is an absolute distortion of the senator's lifelong work. And so I would say that not only...
Well, that distortion is coming from the former head of the NAACP.
And I also served in the NAACP as a state conference president and a branch vice president. So I can speak to what I have not only heard, but what I've lived. And so this is not to refute what I believe that Ben Jealous has stated, but I just don't think he's stating it accurately. I believe that the senator has a track record that is impeachable as it relates to relating to the consistency in terms of her work that she's done, and that she is consistent in making sure that the criminal justice reform pieces that she's articulated, all of those, creating jobs, investing in the infrastructure, connecting better opportunities, all of those things are very consistent with who she is and what her candidacy represents.
Felix Arroyo, let me ask you on the flip side regarding Bernie Sanders. I think one of Hillary Clinton's more effective moments came at the last Democratic debate, where she says that she's not a single issue candidate, and that even if we tackled economic inequality in America, there would still be racism, there would still be issues with criminal justice, there would still be sexism, etc. And that, I mean, basically she's saying that, in her words, America is not a single issue country, and that perhaps we need someone with a more pragmatic view forward in order to actually affect real change versus, in the words of Jesse Jackson recently, Bernie Sanders is running a crusade, whereas Hillary Clinton's running an actual campaign.
Well, let me tell two things about this. There may be an actual campaign, but just today, public policy polling show that 49% to 42% Sanders is winning the battle here in Massachusetts. He is tied in Nevada. He came out a winner in New Hampshire. This is a campaign, obviously, because people are... It's resonating with a majority of people in many states that what he's proposing, that what he say, is a vision. And he have a mission to accomplish it, and there is a plan of action. He has submitted very clearly how he will pay for each and every one of his proposals. And that, yes, implied taxes. But taxes of the people that are not being taxed at this point. Wall Street, the people who have the hedge funds, the money that go to the Cayman Island, and that is feasible.
Right.
Yes, you have to have a vision in order to get somewhere. And he will not let it go. He will be continuously working for that, because that's the way that Bernie Sanders has been all his life.
So
does this mean that he will not be able to negotiate and then move ahead from that? On the opposite, he has done that in his career in the Senate all the time.
So
he has negotiated and he moved forward, but doesn't lose the eye on the prize on these issues.
I have to jump in here because we are literally running into the last few seconds of the time we have for this conversation. And I want to get both of you to respond very, very briefly, if you could, because just to echo a point that was made earlier, what do you think this moment says, and Darnell, I'll start with you, regarding the growing importance and recognition across America of people of color and who they represent in terms of what America is and what America could be? I mean, to me, that's the most interesting thing going on here, is that we have two potent, intelligent, powerful candidates who recognize that the path to leadership must come with the approval of these growing groups of Americans. Darnell, what's your thought on that?
Well, I'm very grateful that America is starting to wake up, that the black and brown vote and the Asian vote and Native American votes are going to be really critical. I think that I would just correct Felix in one thing, that the pundits were wrong with the polls in both in Iowa and New Hampshire. And I think as we go into Super Tuesday, that's where the rubber is going to meet the road, because right now we're only talking about 50 to 60 delegates, and there are more delegates at stake in Super Tuesday. And that's where the black and brown votes are going to be the lion's share of where those states are, and I think it's going to make the difference.
Felix Arroyo, last couple seconds go to you.
I agree that it will make a difference, but it's not clear who will should vote in for. As a matter of fact, I think there is a lot of people that are looking at Sanders because he promised a future that includes us in a strong way. After all, I have to say this. Darnell and I will be in different camps now, but coming November, we'll be voting for the same party. That's the only real option that we have in front of us in November.
That is one of the things that makes this Democratic primary race so exceptional and so exciting. Felix Arroyo, he is a former Boston City Councilor, the first Latino member of the City Councilor, and now Register of the Probate and Family Court for Suffolk County. Today he endorsed Bernie Sanders. Mr. Arroyo, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Darnell Williams, President and CEO of the Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts. He endorsed Hillary Clinton today on the steps of the State House. Mr. Williams, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And listeners, let us know what you think about seeking the vote from people of color, about Hillary Clinton, about Bernie Sanders. Send us a tweet at Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We'll be right back. This is Radio Boston.